From the WGXC newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news from Friday, November the 3rd through Sunday, November the 5th. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Lauren Stanforth is reporting in the Times Union the planned detonation and demolition of a large smokestack at the Lafarge Cement plant in Ravenna on Sunday, November the 5th, sent a booming sound through neighborhoods as far away as 12 miles north in the Slingerlands at around 8:15 a.m. The booming sound came from what Quarryman Supervisor Philip Crandall called the, and I quote, controlled drop, end quote, of a very high smokestack that had been a fixture in the landscape for decades. Explosives were placed at the bottom, which sent the smokestack in its entirety crashing to the ground in a grassy area of the plant off Route 9W. The removal is part of $300 million in upgrades the plant has done to reduce emissions. Bill Williams reported for WCTW-FM, The Cat. Five fire companies were on the scene of a structure fire in Chatham on Friday, November the 3rd. The call was received at approximately 10 a.m., reporting an electrical fire at Sundog Solar, located on Route 295. Volunteers from Chatham, Ghent, East Chatham, Valencia, and Niverville responded. There were no reported injuries. Patricia Doxey reported in the Daily Freeman, New York voters will consider three propositions on the back of the ballot when they go to the polls on Tuesday, November the 7th. One referendum asked voters if the states should create a 250-acre health and safety land account in the Catskills and Adirondacks. Voters' approval of the Forest Preserve Land Bank Amendment would allow the state to create a 250-acre Forest Preserve Land Bank that could be used by municipalities in the Forever Wild Preserves of the Catskills and Adirondacks for small public health-related projects like straightening a dangerous road or digging a drinking well. A second referendum asked if the state should strip the pensions of elected officials convicted of felonies. Voter approval of the public officer pension proposition would amend the state constitution to allow judges to revoke the state pension of any public officer who is convicted of a felony related to his or her official duties. The third, and most controversial, asked if the state should hold a constitutional convention. The constitutional convention measure is mandated by a provision in the state constitution that requires voters to be asked every 20 years if they want to revise the document. The last time a New York constitutional convention was held was 1967. Ultimately, the voters rejected the constitutional amendments recommended by the convention. Rick Collin reported at Capital Confidential that former State Education Commissioner Richard P. Mills has died, according to the State Education Department. Mills served as commissioner from 1995 through 2009. He was responsible for many changes during his tenure and had a tremendous impact on public schools statewide. Mills led the push to make the Regents exam the closest thing to a universal high school exit exam the state has seen. He was also commissioner as the charter school movement got underway in New York. Locally, in 2005, Mills personally ordered a thorough evaluation of the Hudson City School District to be conducted by an outside review team in response to the district's overclassification of black students as students with disabilities, its poor academic performance, and the district's consistently high suspension rate. After he stepped down, Mills kept a low profile, and details surrounding his passing last week were not immediately known. The Mid-Hudson News Network and the Daily Freeman reported that Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinari on Friday, November the 3rd, signed into law a ban on the use of polystyrene foam containers at food service businesses countywide. He signed the law surrounded by fourth graders at Joseph Diaguani West Road Immediate School in Pleasant Valley, the same students who wrote to him in June when they were in third grade to express displeasure about foam cups and their impact on the ecosystem. Polystyrene foam, or styrofoam, is classified as a likely carcinogen in humans. It does not biodegrade and is considered a major component in plastic debris in the oceans and the waste stream. The Dutchess ban was approved 23-1 in October by the county legislature. The law takes effect immediately, but will not be enforced until January 1, 2019. Claire Gilbert reported in the Columbia paper the Ghent Town Board last month adopted Local Law 2, which amends the town's zoning laws to include time limits for special use permits. Passage of the law means the town has set parameters on the amount of time an applicant has to begin or finish construction of a building. It also covers the timing for when an applicant applies for a special building permit. If construction has not begun within 180 days of receiving a permit, that permit will have to be renewed. Finally, Richard Moody reported for Columbia Green Media, Greene County honored retired Staff Sergeant Robert Stefanko as Veteran of the Year at the county's annual ceremony held outside the county courthouse in Catskill on Saturday, November the 4th. Stefanko was drafted into the U.S. Army in July 1967 as he was finishing his studies at SUNY Farmingdale State College. Stefanko was deployed to Vietnam in March of 1968 with the 31st Infantry Regiment and became part of the 9th Infantry Division. During his tour of duty, he earned the Bronze Star, the National Defense Service Medal, the Vietnam Service Medal, the Vietnam Campaign Medal, and the Combat Infantry Badge. He eventually returned to New York and moved to Windham, where he ran Skyland Automotive until his retirement in 2013. U.S. Representative John Faso said Saturday, and I quote, "Mr. Stefanko is a proxy for all the other veterans who have fought and died for this country. God bless all the veterans and God bless America," end quote. State Senator George Amador said, and I quote, "Veterans are the most important members of our community," end quote. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers and thunderstorms are likely, then occasional showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 11 a.m. today. The temperature high will be near 63 degrees. For Monday night, a chance of showers, mainly before 7 p.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 34. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, Election Day, it will be partly sunny with a high near 44 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 31. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 47 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 32. Sunrise today was at 6:35 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:41 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 6th day of November 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.